The Rocker Story Hashtag Rocker Story. The Aegis Alliance. Hashtag Rocker Hashtag Metal Hashtag Heavy Metal Hashtag Goth Hashtag Emo Hashtag Vamp Hashtag Punker Hashtag Punk Rocker Hashtag Rebel Hashtag Rebel Who Likes to Party Hashtag Space Pirate Rocker Hashtag God Mode Hashtag Iron Man Hash Cloud 9 Hashtag Rocker Story. Hi everyone. And my stepmom asterisk 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 Lee. She caught me off guard when she asked me if I was goth now because I like to wear black, so I thought I'd explain. I never fit in with the goths, emos, vamps, or rebels. Because I was a rebel who liked to party, but they were cool or whatevers. I asked a punk rocker about moving up. He said, nah man, you couldn't make it as a punker. Wouldn't last. Then a rocker noticed me and said, dude, you're going straight past punk rocker and all the way to rocker. I said, wow, that's amazing. Ellipsis. Then they let me in on their protected secret. Only rumors to the classes and ranks below. About the space pirate rockers. Stuff only legends have spoken about. They're so into wearing black because of painting it black. But they're all trying to make it all the way up the stairway to heaven. Past the Iron Man section. If they can help it. Only then will they reach the God Mode Cloud 9. But that's just myth, of course. Fairy tales that the rockers made up. Stuff that probably doesn't even exist. Not sure why I had never told the rockers before. About my name, Kyle James Lee. Add the Kyle plus Lee equals 7. Middle James equals 5. Add them all together. 12, 21 backward. Oh, and my B-Day. 221st at 2:21 a.m. in 1983. Then they added the 1983 and noticed the 21. Guy told me, dude, you could probably make it to Space Pirate Rocker, someday, a long time from now. I said, damn, that's crazy, you really think so? He said, yeah dude, you could do it. Funny story about the Cloud 9. I was thinking to myself, about how in the Eastern lands, black is the holy color. And they added degrees to their belts, up to 9 and then you master it. I told them I can really relate. I made it to the 4th degree. How many clouds are you guys on? Kinda like these guys who think about how there's a Super Saiyan 4. But then one guy says, what if there was a Super Saiyan 9? And someone who didn't think about that is just mesmerized by the whole idea. Then that person wants to go out and find one of those Super Saiyan 9s, to learn from. Maybe he finds a Super Saiyan 7 along the way and learns from that guy too. Ellipsis. I can just relate to that stuff all too well. Hashtag DBZ. Surprised she wasn't aware of parts in this story. Asterisk 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 Lee. Dad says you were born at 1:21 a.m. Sorry to burst your bubble. Marty Billington. Really? Asterisk 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 asterisk. Steve remembers that? Does he have the birth certificate, or do you Kyle? That would answer it all. Asterisk 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 Lee. Steve remembers. He only had to remember one. Kyle Lee. Well, I suppose that's even better. Because hash hash one rocker. We have the birth certificate. It does say 1:21. But there was something about the doctors not wanting to put it down. Greater than underscore greater than Kyle Lee. Oh, and a bit of common knowledge went without saying. Because you know when they finally made it all the way up the stairway to heaven. They had to knock on heaven's door. Kyle James Lee. The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.